This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Reflective Listening. What in the world is reflective listening? I stumbled onto the concept looking up a word while reading an article about how volunteers are trained to handle a crisis text line used largely by younger people from teens through their 20s. The purpose was to diffuse depression, prevent suicide, and in many cases just to give someone a chance to talk, text, to someone who was actually listening and paying attention. What had first gotten my attention was the word tentifier. What the heck was a tentifier? The very existence of the word as I typed it outraged the Microsoft Word program as it seemed to underlie this strange jumble of letters and deeper red every time I moved the keys in its direction. Looking at it harder, it seems clear. A tentifier is a curious way of trying to turn some variety of the word tentative into a hybrid noun of some kind. Tentifiers, then, are meant to absorb emotion in a conversation or texting rant, a bit like a sponge picks up a counterspill. Wordlessly, quietly, passively. Trying to track down that word led me to a whole branch of communication called reflective listening. Given how critical listening is to the art and skill of organizing, I figured I'd better dive in and at least see how far it might be to hit bottom. I found a website called Pennsylvania Echoes. Echoing might be a shorthand way of understanding this kind of listening, which might, in many ways, be a good thing, but also highlights what is most annoying about it if it ever comes back at you in conversation. Here's their cut at defining this practice. The purpose of reflective listening is to listen fully, clarify, understand what another person is saying, build trust and rapport with other people, improve communication, increase personal empathy and relatedness. Active reflective listening means use good listening skills, withhold judgment while listening, listen closely to what is being said and how something is said, pay attention to nonverbal cues, gestures, voice inflections, respond to what you hear and nothing else, reflect and listen, affirm feelings and values when expressed, explore and encourage a speaker to share, avoid listening roadblocks, summarize, continue to listen. Reflecting and listening. Reflecting tells the person who you are listening to that you understand them and allow you to passively challenge statements for clarity. I hear you saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but I sounds like hear you from your you seem to be saying, I'm picking up, you are confident that. The part I understand is, could it be that? It seems as though you think that by that you mean. Statements that start like this are known as tentifiers, and they avoid introducing any opinion, advice, or talk of your experience. Remember, this is about better listening and listening objectively. Example, speaker, it's my brother. He borrowed the car again without asking. He never shows up on time, never helps me when I ask for his help, and now he's asking to borrow money again. Listener, it sounds to me that you believe your brother is taking advantage of you. Affirming and values. Sometimes people talk to get things off their chest or just need someone to talk to. They may not notice how they're feeling as they talk. Pointing out feelings and values when you hear them challenges the speaker to experience them more directly as they communicate. It also tells the speaker, hey, I know how you feel. I want to know how you are feeling. You're feeling. You feel. I hear you saying that. Part of you feels and part of you feels. It sounds like you really value. Some of this I find creepy and manipulative, but I think I hear myself saying what I'm saying, so I'll reserve judgment until I reflect on it more. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.